The following show is closed caption for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
WTAQ News, Talk, Sports. It's only 34 degrees right now. High of 52. Jason and I are supposed to get out and golf tomorrow. Periods of rain and thunder and a high of 47. You think we're going to go 0 for 2? Let's see. And it doesn't, boy, there is no appreciable warm-up coming. 47, 50, 47, 48, 50, 48. That's tomorrow through Tuesday. Boy, is it stubborn. This has got to be, well, you know, though, last spring was a very late spring, too. I mean, we had some warm in there at some point, but then it got miserable again. This is just such a stubborn winter. Just doesn't entirely want to go away. At least the snow is gone for the most part. We did have a fairly decent melt where it warmed up enough where it was a relatively subtle melt. Jason shaking his head. Phone's ringing. He's convinced it's going to be a complaint. All right. We've got a lot of stuff to get to in the show today. After 9 o'clock, State Senator Joe Lightbum of Sheboygan will join us. He's the latest candidate, not necessarily the last, though, the latest candidate to announce for the 6th Congressional District primary for the Republican nomination in the absence of Tom Petri, who, of course, has chosen not to seek re-election. Obviously, wasn't excited about facing a primary challenge. So we're going to talk to Joe, and I'm going to have some thoughts on that race and what that race should and shouldn't become. We'll get to that. A lot of stuff. We have a lot to talk about: energy and fracking and Keystone. Again, I know, but it's a big issue. And what the Postal Workers Union has against Staples, the company. A lot of good stuff today. I want to start with gubernatorial politics. Now, there's a new entry, as you now know, announcing yesterday. I don't even remember when he announced. Brett Halsey announced that he is challenging Mary Burke for the Democratic nomination for governor. More on that in a moment, but I want to start with Mary Burke herself. Now, I will be completely honest. PolitiFact Wisconsin, which is a product of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, has, at times, been intellectually honest and given Mary Burke pants on fire when she deserves it. However, the ones in which they did that were so obvious, not even they could not do it. Other times, when they would have to be more intellectually honest, if they're going to be consistent with the way they grade Republicans, they would have given her pants on fire. Instead, they punt. Well, we can't make a determination at this time, or something like that. I would argue that their latest effort on this somewhat falls into that category, where I think they're punting. Scott Walker opponent Mary Burke says working Wisconsin women earn 80% of what men earn. They give that a mostly true. Here's why they don't give it a straight out true. Because they know she's being intellectually dishonest when she touts that number. What she's claiming is that due to discriminatory policies supported by conservatives and Republicans, women earn 80 cents on the dollar to men. They don't. That's not true. And we've gone through all of this. You back moms out of there, and it's closer to 90-95%. Women make life choices that result in them having different jobs or approaching those jobs in a different fashion than men. That's what leads to the disparity. The lie is when you say women make 77 cents or 80 cents on the dollar, whatever number you pick, for the same work. That's a lie. It's a lie the president perpetuates, Hillary Clinton perpetuates, Kathleen Falk perpetuates, and the Journal Sentinel actually rated hers false. The evidence is clear that we're not talking about exactly the same jobs. It's not job for job, dollar for dollar. It's all men and all women. You add those up and you average it, and yes, it's lower. For any number of factors that have nothing to do with discrimination. So what Mary Burke has done is she has modulated that message, and she doesn't say for the same work anymore. She just says that women on average make 80 cents. She uses 80 cents in Wisconsin, 80 cents on the dollar to men. So they rate that mostly true, but then they point out that there's no evidence that that's due to discriminatory factors. Well, then I think they actually do a fairly good job in this piece of saying, well, look, there are any number of factors that lead to that. So it shouldn't, you know, it's true but irrelevant. I think you need to make a bigger deal about that. It's true but irrelevant. And here's why it's important. Because the factors that lead to that are nothing Mary Burke can change. They deal with the female workforce versus the male workforce, and those aren't going to change. There's no way to fix that. Well, there is a way to fix that, but it would be unfair. It would be to pay women more than men per hour to equalize it. That's the only way to do it, and that would be unfair because hour to hour men and women should make the same. But this notion that on an hourly rate or something like that, that women or, you know, some set wage that women are making 20 to 23 cents on the dollar less than men is false. This is another one of those issues where I think conservatives and Republicans in office are doing an inadequate job of pointing that out. They let this stuff stick. And stick and stick and don't push back. I somewhat called Ron Johnson out on this yesterday. I don't think Republicans are doing a sufficient job of this when it comes to income inequality. Because really there is no such thing as income equality. We aren't equal. You earn what you're worth. And the reality is, though, but if you want to talk about an earning gap between the haves and the have-nots, it's never grown like it has under President Obama. The rich have gotten much richer. The lower middle class and poor have not. They have fared horribly under this president. And if Democrats want to run on that in November, and at the moment they do, then Republicans should point that out. I think it's here's the sense I get that Republicans from national all the way down to Scott Walker, all the way down to Wisconsin, just feel that the message is stuck and they can't beat it. So they just run from it. That's just the feeling that I get. Maybe I'm wrong on that, but that's just the feeling that I get, that they just don't think they can win it because the falsehood has stuck. If that's true, it is deeply unfortunate. I think they have to fire back on these things. The 80 cents on the dollar, 70 cents on the dollar, whatever number you choose, is due to life choices by women. If you're going to mix having kids with a career, and I'm not saying you shouldn't, my wife did. I'm not saying you shouldn't, but that probably is going to impact your income. There are still professions where the barriers for women have been lowered, but women still don't go to those professions as much as men. Again, those are choices. The law school door, the medical school door, the engineering school door, and others are now open to women. Despite that, women don't walk through those doors in the same numbers that do men. It's just a reality. These are the factors that are leading to this disparity. And the left knows it. But if it's going to go unchallenged, why would they not keep doing this? Speaking of going unchallenged, Mary Burke, as you likely know, will not go unchallenged. Madison Democratic Representative Assembly, State Assembly, Brett Halsey is challenging her. I have told Republicans, conservatives, don't get too excited about this. He's not a legitimate threat to her. He could, however, be entertaining, and that is something I overlooked. Brett Halsey says he has challenged her to debates in each of Wisconsin's 72 counties. He wants to debate her in each of Wisconsin's 72 counties. Now, he knows she's not going to take him up on that. He knows that. So here is his plan. He's going to send someone in every Mary Burke event in a chicken suit to point out she's a chicken. Okay, I like that. Yeah, you love it. Well, you know what? It's old as the hills. It's an old. Jason says, "So what?" Well, I know. It's as old as the hills. He's already got the chicken mask, and he's going to get the rest of the chicken costume. He's getting this from a Goodwill store. He's now designing wings with long yellow feathers. So he's also going to have that person wear a T-shirt that says, "Too chicken to be governor." As always, my goal is to provide the media with as much juicy red meat as possible. Actually, it's chicken, Halsey said. This is going to be a fun campaign. I think it is. I think this is going to be fun. I love the T-shirt, "Too chicken to be governor." Now, that's about all he can afford, by the way, is to go to Goodwill and buy a chicken. Jason says, can you imagine if he wins? Well, about all he can afford campaign-wise is a chicken suit. That's about it. So, you know, it's at least an annoyance. Look, if it annoys Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chairman Mike Tate, and it will, it's kind of worth it right there. Yeah, for somebody who's proven to be an ultimate moonbat, I mean, when you look moonbattier than Steve Kagan, which he does, you do have to give it up. It's creative. I do like it. It's all he's got. I mean, it's all he's got, so he's going with all he's got. Hey, when it's all you got, you go with it. That will, here, I think his goal is just to be an annoyance. And he will accomplish that with this. And it will, he's right, it will be fun. And it will, the media will gobble it up. At least we in the conservative media will. We'll see if the mainstream media does. Here's the thing. Would it ever annoy her or her handlers or Tate to the extent where she would debate him? I would think not. It would be a tremendously stupid mistake on their part. But it's not like they already haven't made a bunch of stupid mistakes. So, you know, we'll see. Now, what should she do? Her strategy should be Brett who? He doesn't exist. So the more she does, assuming that they figure out to do that from the start, the more she does that, the more overheated he's going to get in his response. When she says Brett who, he'll keep pushing, and on it goes. That's just what's going to keep happening. It'll be fun to see. It's 8:55. Time to check in with producer Jason. As I did, and now he is on Proactive Weight Loss Solutions. Even in maintenance, I continue to lose weight. I am now at a 51 loss of pounds. And Jason, your report today is?
The scale did not move today, unfortunately.
Okay, so you have lost?
16.
16, so we are at a net 66 loss in the studio. And that happens. And I know that, and we talk about the doctor supervised part, and Dr. Lippman's working with you.
Yes, he is. And it's great. And he always has advice and tells me what I should, you know, take out, put in for that particular thing. Like he had me take off broccoli and cauliflower. So now I'm eating more peppers and snow peas and zucchini.
Yep, and zucchini. And the same thing happened when I was on the program. And again, it is a very complex program. That's why Jason and I don't give you all the details. Instead, right. We encourage you to call Dr. Jason Litwin.
At 920-268-1386, 920-268-1386.
Work for me, working for Jason, it can work for you. 920-268-1386. Right after the news at 9:06, we'll talk the 6th Congressional District primary with now candidate for that race, State Senator Joe Lieberman. It's 8:56.
You've got a mind of your own and a business to match.